with a very heavy, heavy, heavy slant towards the having fun entertainment side.
Of course.
It's more fun to learn through fun or something, isn't it?
I guess.
We're trying to learn you about Google today. If you haven't taken the time to actually click on the more option in Google, you probably weren't aware that there's a million other things that you could do with this wonderful, wonderful search property. They do a whole lot more than just search. And we're going to talk about some of those things. You guys, you got a favorite, Adam?
I really like the Google Mail, the Gmail service that they offer.
And how much does that cost?
Absolutely zero, nothing.
Free?
Yeah.
And why? The question always is, why do they do all these free things? what's the point for Google? What are they trying to do?
Well, just because it's free for us doesn't mean they're not making money off of it.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Oh, I think they're making money, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, for those of you that don't understand the Google business model, because a lot of people see all these cool tools, but they don't see where's the money. They primarily, if you look at their the company itself and the revenue streams, it's primarily those AdWords that you see when you type in a Google search. You'll see these ads that appear either above or to the right of your search results, and people pay to get that placement based on the keywords that you're typing in.
Right, and they're the most non-invasive, relevant ads that you're going to find on the web.
They do a good job of making sure that the ads do. I mean, you can't say things. In fact, if you try to type it in, you try to create make a claim about your company. Their system that allows you to buy the ads actually won't allow you to do that without having a human being actually review it to verify that you can make that claim.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Those of you that have a small business or a big business, if you have any kind of business and you want to use the internet to try to drive traffic, do yourself a favor and look at the advertising link at the bottom. It says advertising programs. It's at the bottom of just about every Google page. And look into something called AdWords. AdWords allow you to buy traffic for specific search terms. So if you're in the automatic transmission repair business, you can actually say, I want to buy the traffic of people in Phoenix only. So you can say which municipalities, which states, which regions, or the whole United States if you wanted to do it that way. But if you're a local guy, you can say anybody that's in Phoenix that they can identify that's from Phoenix, and they do that through what's called your IP address. You know, when you connect to the internet, you're assigned this number, just a bunch of numbers.
Right.
And based on that number, they know, okay, you're in the general Phoenix area, or you're on this particular internet service provider system.
Right.
And that system uses those numbers in this region. So it's not anything like they know you. They know, Chad Pyle, welcome to the internet. We know where you live. It's nothing like that. But if you wanted to advertise to folks within the range, I mean, it's a pretty interesting process, and you basically bid on the traffic, and you only pay when people click through to your website.
Which is brilliant.
Well, it can be. What you have to be aware of, you folks out there that are thinking, oh, I'm going to do this, is if you don't buy very much traffic and your competitors decide to all click on your links, all the money you're paying is because they're messing with you. So you got to make sure and buy enough traffic so that you can overcome your competitors clicking on the link. Now, if a competitor clicks on the link over and over and over again, it doesn't register more than once.
Because, oh, really?
Yeah, because it sees the same address. You know, they have systems to keep the competitors from getting a little ridiculous. But
I see.
But there are ways for them to do that. So you just really you need to understand all the parts. But that's, you know, if you're a business and you don't think of Google as anything other than a search engine, well, maybe now that we've made the suggestion, you look into the advertising programs that are in there. They're very cost effective. You can control how much money you spend on a daily basis, how many click-throughs you're willing to buy, so on and so forth. It's a great part of that. The blog search, it's a fairly new.
Right. That's
of course, we probably should back up. And Adam, why don't you tell the folks out there what the heck is a blog?
A blog is one of those cool little things that lets people post a lot of different messages to the general public, including stuff about their personal lives.
So it's like an online diary.
Yeah.
Except that it's not private.
Right.
All right.
It's like 300 million of my closest friends can see.
I don't understand what the difference is between a blog and a forum.
Well, oh,
I mean,
much different.
Forums have been around forever. They look the same to me.
Well, the thing about a blog is that only certain authors, the people that run the blog, can actually sit down and make something for people to discuss. On a forum, anybody can bring anything up and put their own discussion there.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, you tend to be able to control the the content much better on a blog.
I see.
But it literally is. It's a crazy phenomenon. It's that everybody's yearning for 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, sure.
This is a way you're published. Anything you want to say and the minutia people put into their blogs is just amazing. But corporate America is now starting to adopt the technology and the processes as a way to communicate with their customers, with their employees. So, you know, just like everything else, you know, instant messaging was the domain of the teenager in the early days, and now it's a corporate standard for communication. So these tools are very interesting, and a great way to learn about them is to go through these extra tools that are available. And don't forget, when you go to that More button, you see a bunch of icons. The 20% of you that typically don't scroll down when you go to a webpage, make sure and scroll down, because there's a lot of other stuff underneath that, again, is really, really cool, and we'll kind of go through that. As the day goes on. By the way, if you're having a computer issue of any sort, feel free to call in. We actually have some open lines, 602-277-5827. Doesn't matter whether it's I can't print or why is this happening or what should I buy or whatever. Lines are open, free advice until 2 o'clock. Like Bill, who's got a gateway that apparently is very sleepy.
Yes, it is. Haven't given it enough coffee.
Now, have you spent any time with Google's additional tools, or are you just a standard Google user?
I think I've Googled once.
You've only Googled once?
Yeah.
You know what ego surfing is?
No.
Go to Google and type your name in parentheses.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll see how many websites have any reference to somebody that has your name or maybe even you.
Maybe you.
That's one of the first things that most new, you know, when people start to realize how powerful search engines are, that's one of those first things, that ego surfing. What's out there?
It's kind of scary.
And you can now actually put in their blog alerts, or not the blog search, or all of the alerts that they have on there, you can say anytime this name or my company name or anything appears anywhere on the internet that they index, send me an alert. So
wow.
It's just phenomenal. So, Bill, your gateway used to be full of caffeine and you know, would wake up and do all its things and then stopped?
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I don't really recall installing or adding or anything like that to the computer since this happened. I have a... Excuse me, I have a...
Do you have like a huge electromagnetic device running in your house or something? What's all that noise?
I don't know.
I thought it was seagulls.
I hear it on the line, too. I'm going to change to a different receiver on my phone right now.
Maybe it's a flock of seagulls.
See if I can get rid of that.
Are you having a bad hair day by any chance?
Well, I don't have any hair, so it can't be bad.
You're having a bad hair life.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a answering machine in my computer. It's a... does multiple voicemails and also faxes.
Yes.
And, you know, after my computer sat for whatever length of time, it won't wake back up.
Yes, that's a very common issue with the Hibernate circuitry in Windows and various pieces of hardware. How old is your computer?
2.5 years.
Okay. You can try a couple of different things. Frankly, I just like to turn off those circuits because they're too annoying and it causes these kinds of problems. With a machine of that age, there's two possible places that it's going to sleep. The actual hardware itself, are you familiar with something called the BIOS?
Let's say no.
Okay. Adam, tell them what the BIOS is.
The BIOS is a little chip on the motherboard that basically handles everything at its lowest level.
And what does BIOS stand for?
Basic Input-Output System.
Look at that. Check out the brain on Adam, huh?
Awesome.
That goes back to the old acronym segment.
You can actually go into, usually you'll see something that says hit F1, hit F8, hit F5 when you're first starting your computer up.
Okay.
To go into setup. So if you haven't been in there recently, then that's probably not it. But just in general, for those that are familiar with these things, there's actually a way that you can tell your computer if it's inactive for a period of time, go ahead and go to sleep. If you go to the control panel, actually go to the power settings in your control panel.
Okay, I'm at control panel now.
And which version of Windows, which flavor are you?
XP Pro.
XP Pro.
Good.
Wow.
That's good.
Cool.
I'm at power options right now.
Wow, you're way ahead of me. Let me get caught up with you so we can use the same verbiage here. But if you look in the power options, it's does it say system standby? Is that set to anything?
It says 20 minutes.
Try turning that off.
Never.
To never?
I really thought I had done that.
Okay, the other thing is, see the Hibernate tab at the top?
Yes.
Click on that and see if that's enabled.
It says enable Hibernate and it is not checked.
Good, that's a good answer. The other two items, the turn off monitor and turn off hard disk, you can leave those at whatever setting and that'll help save some electricity.
Okay.
But the system standby, it actually goes into a catatonic state. Windows does. And what's probably happening is yours isn't able to come back out of that, you know, that go to the light thing.
Yeah, it like I said, even the mouse, I move the mouse, it's an optical.
Yes.
And it doesn't want to wake back up. I have to hit the keyboard a few different times.
Well, try that out, because that'll also eliminate, especially if you, is your system set up so that when somebody calls, it's supposed to wake up and take the call?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that standby can definitely cause that not to work as well.
Now, what I have to go through, I have three different identities, my own, my wife's, my daughter's.
Are you in as an administrator now?
Yes.
Then you shouldn't have to.
I think, like I said, I thought I had this standby thing off.
If you want to play it safe, go ahead and go into each profile and check it. But if you're at administrator level now, that should take care of it.
I thank you very much, gentlemen.
Good luck with that.
Hey, and I didn't know that Gmail was hooked up to Google. My daughter swears by it.
Yeah, Gmail is the most progressive, the most liberal, and probably the most powerful free email program out there.
Is it still where you have to be invited to Gmail?
No.
Okay.
They've opened it up to the public.
Good. She had sent me an invite to it, and then I lost it somewhere down the line, and I thought about going to it, but...
If you're on Hotmail, you're on Yahoo Mail, you haven't signed up for a Gmail account yet, you probably, just as we found with Google, the simplicity and the power of the property is just so much better than everything else out there.
I thank you very much.
Good luck to you, sir.
Okay.
All right, that's how it works. You ask us a question, we make up an answer, you believe us, and then you hang up. I love this show. This is so cool. Where are we? I think we're... we're late for a break. See, Brandon normally handles this side of the thing. So we are going to be back in a moment here when we're going to talk more about Google and your computer calls and questions. All the lines are tied up, so wait till somebody hangs up. 602-277-5827. When they do hang up and get yourself a little caffeine, we'll be right back.